I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. The Department of Agriculture is making changes to its Dietary Guidelines for Americans, or the DGA, and it's asking all Americans to give our input. Brandon Lips is Acting Deputy Undersecretary for Food, Nutrition, and Consumer Services.
The purpose of the Dietary Guidelines is to provide food-based recommendations to maintain health and prevent diet-related chronic disease. It's important to note that as Dietary Guidelines has evolved over the decades, it isn't about focusing on individual foods or food groups. We're looking at what we eat and drink as a whole and how that can help with preventing diseases and keeping people healthy.
Lipman says the public comment period will be open from now until March 30th. The link for comments can be found at dietaryguidelines.gov. And he says this time the guidelines have a new focus.
Life stages and eating patterns. The topics and supporting scientific questions are organized by life stage, from birth to 24 months through older adulthood. Birth to 24 months is a new focus of this edition to meet the mandate of the 2014 Farm Bill, but we've also gotten feedback on specific guidance needed at different life stages. This will be the first time that we've had this focus on life stages in the Dietary Guidelines.
The USDA and HHS are looking for questions and comments in four areas:
relevance to the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, importance to public health, potential federal impact on food and nutrition programs, and avoiding duplication of federal effort.
The new guidelines will be developed for the period 2020 through 2025.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.